somebody asked, "Do you really think that, you know, my problem's not too big for God?" Well, I guess the question is, what could be big to God? If you think that way, then maybe your God's just too small.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. I'm convinced that if we're going to believe in a God, we might as well believe in a big one. Amen. If I'm going to believe in God at all, I'm going to believe in one that's almighty, all wise, hallelujah, one that has all the answers. And I believe that I know that God tonight, and His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good to be here. Stand with me, please. We're going to turn in the Word of the Lord to the book of Acts, to the 12th chapter. Acts chapter 12. Beginning with verse number 12. And while you're turning, let me say how much I appreciate our ladies bringing such a delicious meal yesterday. And some of you worked so hard. And those that cleaned the church and made it look good and had everything ready. Amen. A great lady, Sister Phyllis Johnson, has gone on to a great reward. Amen. But she'll be greatly missed around here. Her very beautiful smile and her infectious laugh. But we know, and we don't begrudge her home going. We just want to meet her one of these days on the streets of gold. Amen. So thank you, all of you that worked and prayed and visited and all that you did. Thank you so very much. Aren't you glad to be part of a caring body tonight? Have some people around here that love you. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to be part of a precious fellowship like this. Acts chapter 12, verse number 12. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astounded. Amen. I want to preach tonight about, would somebody please just open the gate? Would somebody please just open the gate?
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Little background. It was a hard time in the Christian community. There was a great man by the name of James. He was an apostle of the Lord. And he was a great man of God. Herod the king had him arrested and actually had him beheaded and killed him. And when he saw that it pleased a lot of people, he decided that he'd also take Peter's head. And so he had Peter arrested, and they threw him into a prison. They surrounded him with 16 soldiers and put him not only in prison but in the inner prison. You know, God likes it when they make it hard for him. Amen. Somebody said, well, the harder it gets, you know, well, Lord, can you handle this? He loves it when it gets hard, because it's no harder for him to open two doors than it is one. It's no harder for him to deliver from 16 soldiers or a battalion. It doesn't make God any difference. When he gets ready, all it does is make the testimony greater. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So they said, let's make it hard here. Let's secure this situation so that we'll know You know, these Christians are sneaky. They have a way of getting out when you don't think they can. Amen. They learned from Jesus when they sealed the tomb with the seal of Rome and said, in the name of Rome, don't come out of there. And they put soldiers there. But on the third day, hallelujah, the stone rolled away, hallelujah. And the angel said, He is risen, He's alive, and He's alive forevermore. So they put Peter in the inner prison, posted the soldiers there, and said, Now in the morning, Peter, we're going to cut off your head. Well, Peter was very worried. The angel had to wake him up. There is a peace that passes all understanding. God can give you that kind of peace, even though in the morning you're going to be facing a death sentence. God can give you such peace that you'll just fall asleep. So when the angel came to deliver Peter out of prison, first thing he had to do was wake him up. Amen. And he said, Stand up, Peter. And he stood up and all of his old chains just fell off on the floor. Well, that was shouting ground right there. Amen. And then he walked over to the door and it was just like going in one of these modern doors. It's got the little eye on it. It just slid open. Praise the Lord. And he walked through the soldiers. I don't know what happened to them, but through the soldiers and walked out to the outer gate. Same thing, just opened up. And here he is standing out there. Well, what do I do next? The Bible said when he considered everything, he said, Well, you know what? I think I'll just go to Mary's house. There are certain people that have a reputation for just being hospitable. You know that you're going to be welcome there. And you know the other kind. But he knew that if he'd go to Mary's house, it didn't matter what time it was, he'd be welcome there. So he started down to Mary's house. Now, Mary was a brother or a sister of a man by the name of Barnabas. Now, Barnabas was his nickname was Son of Consolation. He was always encouraging people. Don't you like people like that? Always encouraging people. One writer said that we owe Paul and his ministry to the ministry of Barnabas. Because when everybody else was scared to death of Paul because he was Saul the persecutor before he became Paul the apostle, it was Barnabas that went down and said, Hey, Brother Paul, why don't you come work with me? Nobody else was going to put their ministry on the line, but Barnabas did. Nobody else was going to put their reputation on the line. Us did. Amen. And so Barnabas encouraged Paul and worked with him and helped him. And this is Mary, his sister. It just kind of run in the family. They were just good Christians, you know. And so he said, I'm going to go to Mary's house. So he goes to Mary's house. And when he gets there, there's a gate here. And then there's a door in there. And so he starts knocking on the gate. And the Bible said there was a little girl there, a slave girl by the name of Rhoda. And Rhoda, it was her job to open the gate. And so when Rhoda heard the knocking, she went out there. And when Peter spoke, she recognized him. And the Bible said she got so excited that she didn't open the gate. Yeah, man, she was just so happy and so thrilled and so excited that she ran back into where everybody was and they were having a prayer meeting. You know what they were praying for? Peter. Yeah, man. Now, when things get bad, it's really time to pray. I was with one little old granny. Things got tough. And they said, Granny, they said, we've done all we can to help you. Now we're just going to have to trust the Lord. She said, Oh dear me, has it come to that? Hey, let me tell you something. It always comes to that. So you might as well just start trusting the Lord from the beginning. So Rhoda comes in and she's so excited and she's telling everybody, hey, prayer's been answered. Peter's at the gate. And Peter's standing out there just thinking, would somebody please just open the gate? But they're all inside and there's this war going on. Amen. God had already opened his doors. I said God had already opened his doors. The doors that Peter could not open, God opened. The doors you cannot open, God will open. The Scripture says that He opens a door and no man shutteth. So He opened up the prison doors and Peter went free. Hallelujah. But now he's standing at a door that God's not going to open. There are some doors that God just will not open for you. There are some doors that you just open for yourself because you can. I said because you can. Amen. All that standeth between somebody here tonight and the miracle that you need is you just need to open the door. Your answer is standing on the other side. Just open the door. Amen. Praise God. The Lord had already answered prayer. Anybody here believe in answered prayer? Anybody here had a prayer answered lately? Amen. Anybody here know somebody that was sick that God healed?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody been healed? Why don't you just raise your hand right now if the Lord's ever healed your body. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've known some marriages that were on the rocks. I mean, it looked like it was over. But prayer was made. Hallelujah. And God did something that nobody else could do. Amen. I've known wayward children that it didn't look like they'd ever come to the Lord. Looked like it was all over. I had a good friend. He used to pray for his boys. And he'd tell me, he'd say, Brother Johnny, he said he's so hard. He's so hard. Said, I try to talk to him, but he's just so hard. Amen. Then one day he called me. And he told me, he said he got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Said he went to the church the other night and he prayed that through and God gave him the Holy Ghost. It wasn't too hard. Just keep praying, Mom. Just keep praying, Dad. And some of you are children praying for your parents. Let me tell you tonight, keep praying. It's not too hard for the Lord. He knows how to break through. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prayer is essential. Prayer is absolutely necessary. We got to just keep on trusting the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The book of Galatians 6 and 9 said, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, everybody say due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Now the word due in Greek means due. It comes from the word idios, and it means pertaining to self or one's own, private or separate. And the word season comes from a word kairos, and it means set in a proper time. So put together it means your time or your turn. Amen. So keep praying until it's your turn. Keep praying till it's your time. Keep believing until it's your time. Amen. The Bible said we shall reap if we don't faint and get weary. Amen. Just keep on keeping on. Amen. You know how to do it. Just keep doing what you're doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. My sweet little mama was a prayer warrior. She knew how to do one thing. It was pray. She didn't get to have a lot of education. Amen. She was mostly self-taught. But she could pray. I mean, she could pray. Praise the Lord. She knew, she was known before the throne of God. And her children were not serving the Lord, some of them. But she kept praying. Amen. When my mom died, I was just talking to this one brother, and I said, you know, the thing I'm going to miss most is mama's prayers. He said, well, you don't have to worry about that. He said, those prayers are still alive. He said, your mom may have gone on, but those prayers are still here. And you know what? They were. Because after my mom died, my brothers came to the Lord one by one. Before they died, they each came back to the Lord. And just a few months ago, my sister came back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, let me tell you something tonight. Prayer is powerful. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. God will answer your prayers. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when God answers your prayer, don't forget to open the door. Don't leave the answer waiting out in the cold somewhere. Amen. Don't you wonder what was going on in Peter's mind? He got out. God had already opened two doors. And here's the door he can't open. And he's out there, and on the inside, people are praying for him to get delivered. And he's standing out there delivered. They don't know that because they're too busy praying. Amen. Amen. They were so busy praying that they didn't have time to open the door. And Rhoda was just so excited she couldn't open the door. She was so joyful she couldn't open the door. They're praying and she's shouting, he's out there, prayer's been answered, hallelujah, but nobody's opened the door. Amen. Praise the Lord. So prayer doesn't open every door. It'll be answered, but there's some doors you've got to open. Joy will not open the door. You can get as excited as you want to. Amen. And shout all you desire. But sometimes you just got to open the door. Amen. So Jesus said this. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. That's a process. Sometimes prayer is a process. Sometimes it happens so fast that it's all like one. But other times it's a process. You ask. And then after you ask, you start seeking. You start looking. You've asked, so you start looking for the answer. Isn't that right? Do you remember that there was a man by the name of Elijah, and he was praying for rain. And he's an unusual fella. I mean an unusual fella. He walked one day into the king's palace, didn't know the king. King didn't know him. He just walks in and says, hey, king. He said, it's not going to rain till I say so. And walked out. And I'm sure they thought, who was that nut? But 6 months later, they were looking for that nut. And a year later, they were really looking for that nut. And after 2 years, they were searching high and low trying to find him. And after 3 years, they were desperately trying to find him. And then 3.5 years later, he shows up. And he says, it's getting ready to rain. Here's what he said. He said, I hear, everybody say, I hear the abundance of rain. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Sometimes you don't see it before you hear it, before you see it. So he said, I hear it, but I don't see it. I hear the rain, but I can't even see a cloud. So he got down and he started praying. You know it's time to pray when you've heard from the Lord. And he started praying. And he says to his servant Gehazi, he said, go look and see if you see anything. He came back, said, I don't see a thing. So what did he do? He prayed again. What are you doing, Elijah? I'm seeking. I'm seeking. I'm seeking. I have asked, and now I'm seeking. And he prayed again. And he said, do you see anything? He said, I don't. But he could still hear it. It was rumbling in his spirit. Amen. There was an answer on the way. God said it's going to rain. I hear the abundance of rain. I don't see a cloud. I don't see any evidence. But I hear it. And he sent him again 5 times and 6 times. And the 7th time he came back. And he said, well, it ain't much, but I see a cloud like a man's hand. And he said, that's it, son. We better get out of here. It's getting ready to have a cloud burst. Amen. He understood that that was the hand of the Lord reaching for the waterworks. Hallelujah. Amen. So you ask. And then you seek. You start looking for the answer. You start looking for the answer. Amen. And expecting it. And believing it. Pardon this expression tonight, but sometimes a woman will say, I'm expecting a baby. And we say, I don't see no baby. Well, you will. You just hang around for a little while. Amen. She knows what you don't know. Amen. And we laugh at people sometimes when they start expressing their faith. But you see, they know something we don't know. They've heard something. They've heard from the Lord. Amen. They know something that you haven't heard. Amen. And they're seeking. And they're looking. Amen. And in time, it's going to come to pass. Praise God. But when it does, you got to open the door. Amen. Don't leave your answer standing at the door. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you see, the Bible says that Rhoda's in there. They're praying. They're praying. Fervently. They're praying faithfully. They're praying. They're giving it all they've got. And she's saying, hey, he's at the door. And they're saying, no, he's not. It's a ghost or something. Because we're in here praying for him. He's in prison. He said, he's not in prison. He's outside at the door. The Bible said she was constantly affirming. She kept saying, yes, 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 he's there. Till finally, somebody got around opening the door. It dawned on somebody, the way to answer this and solve this is just to go see if he's at the door. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So finally, somebody got a good idea. And they went out and they opened the door. And there he was, standing at the door. Amen. Would somebody please just open the door? Amen. There's some answers in this service. Some of you, you've been asking for a long time. But you just got hung up on asking.
Right.
Amen. You just got real good at asking. Amen. And, you know, I think that was kind of the problem of the guy that was at the beautiful gate with his little can, and he was asking alms. He was good at asking. Alms? Got any alms? A few cents, please. A little generosity here. He got used to asking. Amen. And he was getting by, but his greatest need was not being met. Could it be that some of us have become almost professionals at asking? We have these needs in our lives, and we come to the house of God where the power of the Lord is present, and we get here, and all we do is ask. Amen. But finally, Peter and John showed up, and they said, well, we don't have any gold, and we don't have any silver. Amen. But such as I have, I'm going to give it to you. And he reached down and he grabbed him by the hand. And he lifted him to his feet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Immediately his ankle bones received strength. And the Bible said he went shouting and leaping and praising God into the temple. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can get so used to asking, but you got to go a little further. You got to seek. Now, you're like Peter, you see. Peter had already been delivered. And so he's doing that last part. He comes to a door that's not open, so he knocks. All he can hear is praying and shouting. But nobody's opened the door. Amen. Jesus understands this so well because he's the one that's been standing at the door knocking. The Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open unto me, I will come into him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. But you got to open the door. Holman Hunt, a famous artist, painted a picture. It's a picture of a little cottage in a garden, and it's a picture. You see Jesus standing at the door knocking. When he exhibited that painting, somebody noticed. They said, but there's no handle on the door. And Mr. Hunt said, yes, there is. He said, it's on the inside. You see, the handle that lets Jesus in to your life is on the inside. He can't open it. The devil can't open it. No man can open it. The only one that can open is you. Would you please just open the door? He's knocking. Why don't you just open the door? I'll promise you one thing. You'll never regret it. I'll never regret the day that Jesus knocked and I opened. Amen. It changed my life, Brother Hart. Amen. That's been more than 40 years ago. 44 years, I suppose. When I opened the door. And my, what a difference it's made in my life. Let's stand together. Amen. Jesus is knocking here tonight, and I'm just asking, would somebody open the door? Amen. You've been praying. You've been believing. You've been seeking. Amen. It's time to open the door. It's time to open the door. You know, faith knocks on the door sometimes. And what it's really saying is, okay, I'm here now. You've been asking. You've been seeking. It's just time to let me in. Amen. It's just time to let me in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. How about it tonight? Somebody hear the knocking? Why don't you open the door? Just let Him in. He's here. He has answers. Amen. It's exactly what you need. Let's open the door. Amen. Praise God. Been praying a while. Sickness in your body. A need in your life. A loved one that needs to be saved. Or maybe some questions that need to be answered. Amen. Why don't you just bring it to Jesus here tonight? Amen. And why don't you just come down here and finally just open the door?
But when God decides to lead,
I'm weary with asking. I'm weary with seeking. God, I'm just going
to
open the door. Come in.
You've never known.
Come in. Don't stand outside any longer. I need you in me. I need you in my life. All of the business of my life. Everything about me, I want you, Lord, right at the center of it all. Right at the center of everything. I need you here tonight. I need you here tonight. I'm opening the door.
Into a power.
Come into me.
Then you may
sup with me. Stay with me.
Before
feed me. Use me. Make me what you want me to be. Help me, God,
the living dead
to reach my potential in you.
And reach those.
Oh, that's it, folks. Let's open some doors
tonight.
Don't shut Him out of any part. Don't shut Him out of any part. Let there not be one door that's not open to Him.